you an overview of the content section, as well as a quick start to getting your first space set up. If you'd like detailed information on any of this, you can always check out our guides section, where you'll find extensive guides on everything within the content section of Simplero. So really quickly, underneath content, you've got spaces, media files, and worksheets. So what I'm going to focus on right now is spaces. The media files is anything that you've loaded into your Simplero, such as videos, MP3s, MP4s, JPEGs, eBooks, that sort of thing. They're all going to be housed in media files no matter where you've added them. So whether you add them to a space like I'm about to show you, or you connected them to your list or product as content to be delivered, or if you posted them in an email broadcast, they're all going to be saved within the media files section so that you can always reference back to them if you need to. And then the worksheets, I'm going to quickly click on here so you can see it. But the worksheets is basically just a quick survey that you, maybe if you would like to have them fill out. So I'm going to quickly create one just because I want to show you how it connects with the space. So we're going to call it a test worksheet. We gave it a name. The title is what your customer is going to see, just like with everything else in Simplero. And the internal name is what you see in your list. We want it set to active so that we can utilize it. You can add in a description here. And you can also add a trigger to it once it's been saved. There's some detailed guides on great ways to utilize worksheets. If you want to create a student-paced evergreen course, then, for example, in doing that, you would use the worksheet. You'd have them complete it. And then once they've completed it and submitted it, then the trigger would release the next module to them. So that's one way that you can use worksheets in there. And again, there's a great guide on how to do that. Again, that would be the student-paced evergreen course. And so then once you've got that set up, then you can just start adding your sections. And it could be no question, which just means whatever you type here is the text that's going to show up. You can have it be single-line text, multi-line text, or a list. So we're going to go ahead and just add a couple quick questions here just so you can see. And then if you click over here to shareable link, you're able to view that worksheet. And then your customers can fill it in. They do have access to that worksheet forever via the content within their Simplero. So if they log into their account, they'll be able to go back into the worksheet and edit their answers. Once their responses are saved, then let's go ahead and refresh this page and you'll see there's now a response. So now you can click on that and then you can view that customer's response. So popping back over to spaces, I'm going to now show you how to set up a space. So to do that, you're just going to click on create a new space. You're going to give it your space and name. You're going to set your access control. So it can be either closed, which means that they have to have purchased a product or be on a list from you. Somehow you have to give them the access to that space. Open means that you've got two options here. So either it's just open, the URL's there, but in order for them to view it, they'll have to create the Simplero ID, or they can view it without creating the Simplero ID, which is everyone without login. But when they go to the URL, they'll be taken straight to that space. They'll be able to view it versus closed. They actually have to make a purchase or sign up on the list. They won't be able to see anything until they've performed that action. You can customize your URL if you want. You can add in a header image and a card image. Again, the card image is like a product image. So you've probably already set up your product, hopefully. And basically what that is when they go to their account and they see what spaces they have access to, it's the image that will show with that space name in their account so that they can identify it. You can also create your welcome page right here. You can put in text, or you can use one of the pages that I'm going to show you how to create in a minute as your front page, and in which case, if you want to do that, you would just uncheck this box. You've got some sidebar control here, and then you can control a little bit about the type of content your customers can see, as far as member directory, which would show them other members who have access to the space. We do have the ability for them to mark the pages complete, which is a great feature. If they are going through a course, they can mark that they've already reviewed the videos and everything on there. We don't have the ability to add triggers to them marking complete, which is why the worksheets are great, but it does allow them to know what content they've already reviewed. So you can check off those types of boxes, and then of course you can set your default language for this space. And then you've got some community features here also, as well as them being able to like content or reply to content. And then, of course, you can override your broadcast settings so that if you're emailing anyone who has access to the space, these are changed for you. And then you've got some advanced CSS coding and HTML coding that you can put in there. So once you've done that, you can go ahead and create your space. The summary page will give you an overview of your space. Your configure screen is basically everything that we just went through. So if you ever want to make changes, you can do so there. And the member space will give you everyone who has access to the content in the space. You can also view that from the access screen. This will show you every product or list that's been given access to the space versus members shows you the individuals. So now we're going to go to the content screen here, and we're going to add in a few pages. So to do that, you just click on create your very first page. You've got three choices, a content page, a forum, a blog, and then with the content page, you have the ability to control the comments. So I'm going to create a content page. I would click on that. Excuse me, I forgot to put in the title of my page. And so now my first page is created. Now I can start adding the content to it. So to do that, I just click on add a content block. I can put in the title of it. I can put in the body. I can add images from my email, from my media content, my media library here, or I can load new images. I cannot add videos, however, to the body. I can if I'm doing the source code, if I'm embedding the video. So if it's a video from YouTube, you can take your embed code and paste it in here. But I cannot load videos via my media library within my body. To do that, I would need to go here to my media file, click on choose, go to upload, and then select the video that I want to add to it. And that would add the video to my content there. And then I would save those changes. Now, if you are using that worksheet function, you do notice that down here I've got the option for a worksheet. And so now I can select that worksheet. I can save those changes. And the worksheet is there. So now my content page, if I click on view, you'll be able to see it. It'll open it up in a separate screen for you. And you can see here's that first body. And then here's that worksheet that we created. And it's already hyperlinked, so they can click on it. And complete that worksheet. The forum pages, I'm going to go ahead and add that so that you can see it. And a blog page. And we're going to go back over to our space here. We're going to refresh that page so we can see them. So you can see all the pages listed up here. The forum page looks like this. You'll be able to write a new post. Your customers are going to see it the exact same way, so they can add in a post if they'd like to for the forum. And so it's going to look like this. They can put in their title. It'll default to their name, and then they can write whatever is going to go in their post and attach a file to it. The blog is basically the exact same thing, except they will not have the option to write a new post. Only you are going to see that. So I'm going to put in a test post here so you can see what it will look like. So then they're going to see like a running snippet. So it'll have the title. It'll tell them who it was posted by and when. And then they'll get a little preview of it. And then once they click on it, then that will take them to the actual post. So you can see the post is hyperlinked here. And then it'll take them into the post. And then they can comment on it from there. Now if I want to rearrange those pages, I just go back over here into this content page. I can rearrange them by clicking reorder, and then I can move them around. If I want to make something a subpage, I just drag it over. Now you can see it's a subpage. When I'm all done, I just click done reordering, and you can see it here. Now to add a subpage from this screen, I can also do that. So I just click on this little plus sign next to the page I want to add a subpage to, and then that's going to give me my subpage. and to add a whole new page to my space, I just click on add a page. Now, all of these pages are in draft form. You can see that because they're all this light gray color. If I move them to publish, then they're going to show in a bolder color. You can see that now. And I've got auto publish option, which means that in order for them to gain, it's viewable in the space, but they have to be given access to it. And the way you would do that is either through an email broadcast, a trigger, or an automation. And you can find guides on how to do that and some of the different ways that you can auto publish things. If you go to the settings of your page and you set it to be published, that's going to be viewable by anyone all the time. But you do have a little bit of control. So anybody who has access to the space is going to be able to see a published page. That is this option here, and that's what the default is. But if you want it to only be viewable by specific people, you can also just go to the access control, set it to be published so it's viewable all the time, and then you're going to choose only available by these customers. And then you'll see a list of products that have access to the space, and then you can click on those individual products. So then those people will be able to see that page all the time, but not everyone who has access to the space. So that's great if, say, you're running multiple mastermind groups. They all have access to the space. You don't want to auto-publish the page. It's a page you want them to have access to all the time. So then in that case, you would just set it to be published, viewable by Mastermind A. Then you can have the page that's for Mastermind B, and you can publish that, but make it viewable only by Mastermind B. So you've got a little bit of control there. And again, if you go to our guide section, you'll find detailed guides on how to set that up and do that so that multiple products can have access to the same space. So that is how to set up a space and some basics as far as adding content and setting your control. If you have any questions, you can always go to click on help down here at the bottom of your dashboard, and our support team is always ready to answer your questions. And then, of course, if you go to help.simplero.com, you will find a ton of guides on detailed information, including guides on specific ways of setting up spaces, such as evergreen courses, student self-paced courses, having multiple courses in the same space, pretty much anything you can imagine as far as how you'd want to set up your products and spaces, you'll be able to find there.